This year, Independence Day isn't just another holiday on the calendar. Across Southeast Iowa, communities are coming together for fireworks, parades, concerts, and hometown celebrations. But they're also marking something bigger, the 250th birthday of the United States of America. So today on KILJ's Focus Program, we're taking you on the road. We'll travel town to town across Southeast Iowa, highlighting some of the biggest celebrations and plenty of hidden gems happening right here in our listening area. So pack your lawn chair, maybe plan a few stops, and let's hit the road. We will begin our journey in Donelson. Just a short drive south in Lee County, Independence Day gets an early start with a powerful tribute to America's heroes. Saturday morning, the 5th annual Tunnel to Towers 5K Run and Walk steps off from the Donelson Fire Department. This year's event honors the 25th anniversary of the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, along with America's 250th birthday. Opening ceremonies begin at 7:30 in the morning, followed immediately by the race. Guest speaker Holly Benda, widow of Iowa State Trooper Ted Benda, will share her family's story of loss and support after the foundation paid off their mortgage following Trooper Benda's line-of-duty death in 2021. Last year's event drew more than 430 participants, and organizers are aiming even higher this year, hoping to reach 600 runners and walkers. From Donelson, let's head northwest into Fairfield, where a brand new tradition is taking shape. On Wednesday, July 2nd at 6 p.m., Fairfield will host a community parade celebrating 250 years of America. But this year, there's a twist that makes it even more family-friendly. Starting at 5 p.m., the Fairfield Public Library will host an Independence Day Bike Brigade, inviting families to decorate bikes, wagons, and strollers before rolling straight into the parade. After the parade, the celebration continues in Central Park with music, ice cream, and an evening of community fellowship. Now we'll travel a bit north and west to Wayland, where Independence Day turns into an all-day hometown festival. From morning through evening, the community comes alive with food vendors, games, entertainment, and family activities. As the sun sets, a patriotic parade rolls through town, leading right into one of the most anticipated fireworks displays in the area. It's a full day designed for families. Just bring a chair, bring your appetite, and settle in for celebration. Just down the road in Danville, the celebration shifts to July 3rd at Bear's Den Park. From 5 to 8 p.m., the park fills with food, music, and community spirit. The Danville Fire Department will be serving its popular fish and chicken fry, while visitors enjoy bounce houses, raffles, a bake sale, live music, and the Hall of Pride induction ceremony. And once the park festivities wrap up, the night isn't over. Spectators can head just out of town for the community fireworks display lighting up the sky. Next, let's head north into Morning Sun, where Independence Day becomes a full weekend experience. It all kicks off early with the American Legion pancake breakfast at 6:30 in the morning, setting the tone for a packed day of celebration. From there, the schedule doesn't slow down. Quilts, flower shows, frog jumping contests, train rides, water balloon tosses, baby crawl races, and even toilet bowl races keep the fun going all day long. At 3 p.m., the mile-long parade rolls through town. And later in the evening, one of the most unique highlights in Southeast Iowa takes place. A skydiver carrying the American flag descending into the celebration at 7 p.m., followed by Southeast Iowa's best fireworks at dusk. The weekend wraps up Sunday with a community picnic at noon in Morning Sun. Now, for the celebration here at home in Mount Pleasant, where the celebration stretches across 2 days under the theme, Pleasantly Patriotic. Friday, July 3rd, begins with a historic moment, the opening of the city's 50-year-old time capsule on the courthouse lawn at 4:30 p.m. as part of America's 250th birthday celebration. From there, downtown comes alive, with music on Main from 5 to 9 featuring live entertainment, games, bounce houses, and delicious food. Then on Saturday, July 4th, the celebration moves to McMillan Park. A community parade kicks off at 5 p.m., followed by music, trolley rides, carousel rides, bounce houses, and opportunities to meet local first responders and hometown heroes. And as we come to the end of our road trip across Southeast Iowa in celebration of the 250th anniversary of our beautiful nation, from river towns to small communities, from early morning races to nighttime fireworks, one thing is clear: Independence Day is about more than celebration. It's about connection, tradition, and honoring 250 years of American history together. No matter where you find yourself this 4th of July, there's a celebration waiting just down the road. From all of us here at KILJ, have a safe, happy, and memorable Independence Day weekend. I'm Allison Jacobs, and this has been your KILJ Focus Program.